Good morning. My name is Catherine Irons and this is my colleague Everson Hastings. He's going to be listening to us today. And your names are?
My name is Carmen.
And my name is Alina.
Can I have your mark sheets, please? Thank you. First of all, I would like to know something about you. Carmen, where are you from?
I'm from a small village in the south of Madrid.
And you, Alina?
I'm from Havana, Cuba, and I'm currently living in Madrid because I came to study.
Carmen, would you prefer traveling with your parents or with your friends?
I prefer traveling with my family because I get along with them very well and we have lots of fun together.
Alina, which country would you most like to visit?
I'd really like to visit the United Kingdom because I've always loved the British culture, people, and lifestyle in general.
Carmen, what was the worst present you've received recently?
A purple and white thick jacket with huge and awful buttons that my cousin Vanessa gave to me for my birthday.
Alina, is there a musical instrument that you would like to play?
Yes, I'd love to play the guitar. I think it's a very melodic instrument and the sound it produces is very relaxing.
Thank you. In this part of the exam, I'm going to give you two photographs. I'd like you to talk about your photographs on your own for about a minute and then answer a brief question about your partner's photographs. Alina, it's your turn first. Here are your photographs. They show teachers and children. I'd like you to compare the photographs and say how important it is to have a teacher in each situation, all right? You have 1 minute.
Okay, in the first picture, we can see a group of children learning how to play the violin. And in the second one, we see also a group of children, but in this case, they're learning to play karate. I believe it is very important to have a teacher in both situations because in the first picture, for example, they are learning to play a very difficult instrument, and you can't learn to play it on your own. In the same way, to have a teacher to learn karate is very important as well, although I would say it's not essential. Because you can have a parent who does the same sport and he or she can teach you at home. Another aspect that we have to think about is that the teacher has to be very good and very patient because they're children.
Thank you. Carmen, would you like to be a teacher?
Yes, I'd like to be a teacher, although I would prefer to teach teenagers because I think I have no patience to deal with children. I've got a young brother who is a bit annoying sometimes, and that's probably the reason why I'm not much into children.
Thank you. Carmen, it's your turn now. Here are your pictures. They show people using the telephone in different ways. I would like you to compare the photographs and say how important is the telephone for these people. You have 1 minute.
Okay, well, in the first picture, there is a teenager talking on the phone. Probably to a friend, I think they are gossiping or she's telling the other person some news. In the second one, I can see an office. It could be a travel agency or an insurance company or even a law firm with people working and they seem really, really busy. I think from the girl's point of view, the telephone is the most important part of her life because she can communicate with all her friends, maybe check her emails and things like that. Maybe for her parents, it's not as important. Regarding the people in the office, they really need the phone so they can do business, contact their clients, buy the things they need. I mean, they needed to earn their salaries instead of having fun like the girl in the first picture.
Thank you. Alina, do you use the telephone a lot?
Actually, not as much as people do nowadays. I think I use it only when I really need it, not so much for fun or to kill time. I use it when I'm trying to find the exact place a friend is, in case we had to meet up or to call my mom to let her know I'm going to be late or things like that.
Thank you. In this next part of the exam, I would like you to talk to each other about something for about 3 minutes. People usually take photographs to have a souvenir of important times in their lives. Here you have some pictures that people have decided to keep. First, talk to each other about why you think people would take these photographs. Then decide which photograph you think is the most important. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, would you mind if I begin?
No, go ahead.
Okay, all of these pictures show very important moments in people's lives. For example, in the one with the birthday party, I particularly remember my birthdays, and I still look at the photographs, and they bring me good memories. So I think that this picture was probably taken for the same reason. What do you think?
Well, yeah, sure. I agree with you. I also remember my birthdays, and I also love seeing this picture here of the wedding, because it's good for a child, for example, to see the photo album of their parents' wedding. After all, they weren't there.
Yeah, you're right. I absolutely agree. And not only this, it takes months to plan a wedding, and it's very expensive. You want to remember it. And also, graduation ceremony. It's a very nice memory.
Yes, you pass all your exams, the projects. These pictures mark the end of a lot of work, the beginning of a new moment in your life. And not only that, your parents would be proud of you and would probably be looking forward to showing the pictures to the rest of the family. You are there, celebrating with your friends, happy.
Yes, and some of these friends are people you won't meet later in life, so it's good to have these memories.
Right, and maybe that's why you all might decide to go on a trip together. Like this picture here. They seem to be having a lot of fun, enjoying something together for the first time. I think it could be one of those occasions, don't you think so?
Maybe, yeah, but maybe these are childhood friends or even family, perhaps cousins. I remember traveling with my cousins and they were among my best friends. We still sit down sometimes and see these photos again. So I understand these people here. It's a lot of fun to comment on the things you did during the trip. There are always funny stories.
Yes, maybe you have a point there. But my favorite, and for me the most important photograph, is the one with the dolphins. Can you imagine? It must be very difficult to have this opportunity.
It's true. Everyone celebrates birthdays anyway, or goes on vacation, or graduate and takes pictures of that. But not everyone has the chance to swim or be near these animals.
So we agree then that this one with the dolphins is the most important?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Carmen, what kind of photographs do you usually keep?
I like to keep all kind of pictures, really. With my friends, with my family, any special occasions. Now with mobile phones and Facebook, I think I keep even more pictures than before, of every occasion. Now you don't have to print them out. You just have all your favorite pictures in your phone, and from there to your Facebook.
Elena, what's your opinion?
I agree with Carmen. I also like to keep as many pictures as I can. Even when it wasn't so easy to do. I mean, when you had the old-fashioned photo camera, you had to be very careful to get the right angle because you just couldn't erase it and try like people do now. Back then, if you got one picture wrong, that was it. Then you had to choose the pictures you wanted to print carefully and then the photo album. I still have a lot of pictures like those, and I love to go through my photo albums now and then to remember these times.
Thank you. Carmen, do you like when people take pictures of you? Why?
Not really. I prefer to be the one taking pictures. And why? Well, I think it's hard for me to know what position will look more natural, or if I should smile, or I don't know. It's hard to explain why not, but I don't quite like it. Maybe when I'm with people it's different. In that case, I do like being photographed because I'm with my friends or family. It would be about sharing the moment with them, not so much about me.
And Elena, why do you think some people are so interested in looking at pictures of famous people?
Well, I think maybe out of curiosity. People in general are interested in the life of the rich and famous. I believe people are under the impression that they are not real, so somehow looking at their pictures is a way of getting closer to them. Apart from this, I think perhaps some people's lives are rather ordinary and they look for something extraordinary in these pictures, something extraordinary that they don't have in their own lives.
Thank you. That's the end of the exam.